Welcome, music lovers, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster, and we are going to begin by paying tribute to one of the great masters of the Hammond B3 organ who passed away last week. I'm speaking of Dr. Lonnie Smith, born on July 3rd, 1942, passing on September 28th at age 79. One of the purveyors of soul jazz. We're going to play a couple tracks from Lonnie Smith, beginning with a very soulful rendition of Freedom Jazz Dance from the album Jungle Soul, released in 2006. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Yes, two covers of Jimi Hendrix tunes to end up that set. The last thing you heard, Rob Garcia IV from the album The Passion of Colors, one of my favorite Hendrix tunes, Little Wing. And that is Rob Garcia on drums, Noah Preminger on tenor saxophone, Dan Tepfer on piano, and Joe Martin on bass. Before that, we heard a couple tracks paying tribute to Dr. Lonnie Smith, who passed away last week. We began that set with Freedom Jazz Dance from the album Jungle Soul, 2006 release. That one has great organ trio of Dr. Lonnie Smith on organ, Peter Bernstein on guitar, and Allison Miller on drums. And after that, we heard the Jimi Hendrix tune, Voodoo Child, as performed by the Lonnie Smith Trio from the album Purple Haze, tribute to Jimi Hendrix. And that one has Lonnie Smith on organ, John Abercrombie on guitar, and Marvin Smitty Smith on drums. I remember seeing Dr. Lonnie Smith live several times, and he always had this regal look about him, wearing a turban and carrying an elegant walking cane that he used during his performances to actually play the organ with. He was a great player. Let's continue on with something from Pat Metheny's brand new album entitled Side Eye, New York City. I had the pleasure of seeing Pat Metheny here in San Diego at a great venue at the Shell. Just a tremendous performance. That tour is just beginning, so if you have a chance to catch Pat Metheny live, by all means do so. I'm going to play a tune from Side Eye. This one is a new arrangement of a tune from one of his early albums. Let's listen to Bright Size Life, Pat Metheny. Thank you. Helen Sung, a fine pianist, and her latest album is Quartet Plus with the Harlem Quartet. We heard the track Kaleidoscope, and that's Helen Sung on piano, John Ellis on saxophone, David Wong on bass, and Kendrick Scott on drums. Before that, we heard from Ed Kornhauser, a great piano player here in the San Diego area. He released a quartet album, Ed Kornhauser on piano, Dylan Hermanson on saxophone, Mackenzie Layton on bass, and Kevin Higuchi on drums. That's a really fine album called The Short Years. And we started out that set with Pat Metheny from his album Side Eye NYC. Pat Metheny on tour, and I was lucky enough to see him last week here in San Diego, as I mentioned. That group is Pat Metheny on guitar, a great young keyboardist named James Francis, who does some very creative things on keyboards, and Marcus Gilmore on drums. We're going to continue on with some more West Coast jazz music, and this time I'm talking about music from the late 50s and early 60s. Since moving to San Diego, I'm trying to get hip not only to the local current jazz scene, but to the West Coast jazz movement, a movement that was born out of Miles Davis's Birth of Cool and carried on by players like Shorty Rogers and Art Pepper and Harold Land. So we're going to hear some of that music now, beginning with Shorty Rogers and his Giants. This is Not Really the Blues.
Thank you.
Shorty Rogers and His Giants, Not Really the Blues, and I took that off of a compilation album, Atlantic Jazz West Coast, 1955 release. We're going to continue on to finish out the show with another track from that compilation album. This is Harold Land Quintet and Red Mitchell. We are going to hear Triplin' a While. And that'll put a wrap on this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Thanks for listening, folks. Thank you. Hi, this is Ken Laster. I'd like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. It's been going on now for 10 years and 6 million downloads worldwide. I've put in an extraordinary amount of time and expense into producing this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it gives me so much joy to spread my love of this art form to you and to others. Now, I would like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.podbean.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution. Surely, just one listening of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener over a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you can donate, you will be partnering with me to spread the tradition of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.